Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good day.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about CoreLogic RealQuest Pro Explained. I love this topic.
I have so much.
I love data and databases.
I love this.
But before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Kevin asked, how do I confirm acreage? The county I'm working in sometimes gives acreage in the parcel description, but most of the time it is left out. I have a few parcels that should be 5 acres showing up on the GIS map as more like 3 acres. I have looked at the map scale and approximate by converting the square footage into acres. Have you ever done that, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I don't, as a rule, I don't trust the legal. A lot of times, right in the legal description, it'll say, Unit 6, Block 16, Lot 42 of Subdivision XYZ, estimated approximate acres 4.12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know why they would ever put themselves out in a situation like that to be wrong.
Right.
The vast majority of the time, it says this what I said in the legal description without the acreage.
Right.
So I don't even trust it. I always confirm acreage, always. And I do it through a math equation that we'll talk about. I'm just going to say.
No, go right ahead.
I don't want to complicate this.
That's okay. You know what? Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
You try to, that's the funniest thing I've ever, the crap Jack says. I don't want to complicate this. Oh, I am writing this down. Okay.
You know what Jill says to me all the time?
Oh my gosh.
Please just make this easier to understand.
Get it over with.
Why do we have to talk about it for this long? It's so complicated. Geez, Steve, can you just be a different person?
Just give me a yes or no. Just give me a yes or no. I'm just kidding.
Let's improve you this week, Steve. You've been my project on this for quite some time. I'd like to end my project.
You are not a project.
When she calls me Steve, it's serious. Steve's my first
name.
That's
right. Jack, you are not a project.
Jack's my middle name.
Jack, you are not a project. You are a process. Someday.
Wow. There's been some times recently, really recently, where you said, when you've been in a sort of a compromised position, you said, boy, you're there's nothing wrong with you at all today.
I just told you that this morning, didn't I not?
Yeah,
I said, you're doing everything right. It's all good.
Savor this, because it'll happen maybe a year from now again.
Well, it took me how many years to figure this out?
So how do you find out acreage? All right, this is how you do it. And with any luck, the property's square. So length times width. If you have a plat map, in one side there's a linear feet, and the other side there's linear feet, you multiply those two and you get some number. There's 43560 square feet in an acre, 43,560. And you just divide by that. The number that you multiply on the first, length times width, if it's smaller, it's going to be smaller than an acre. If it's bigger, it's going to be bigger than that. So it'll be, non-divisible. So, it'll be divisible. It'll just be larger than the number one. So that's how you really confirm acreage. What do you do when it's like a polygon? It's not square. Well, I don't want to make this a geometry class, but if you go on YouTube or anywhere else on the internet, and there's a linear square footage way you can find out. But what happens in reality? Nothing's really perfectly square, almost ever. You just ballpark it. If it's slanted a little bit, or you say, it's about 3 acres. And that's how we do the posting. And always be under, don't be over. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to even back up and just like what you're just saying about the plat map. I'm simplifying this a little bit here, Jack. pull the plat map. And where do you get the plat map? Well, if it's the Kevin, I think it is. Kevin has access to this plat map within CoreLogic.
Oh, CoreLogic! What a great prelude.
Yeah, you have the access to this. You go right on in there and you pull a plat map. There you go. And then what we always do too when we're going to sell the property in the posting include the plat map so the buyer can go look at it themselves. Exactly. They can see the plat map. Well said. They can see the dimensions. They can see it's, mm-hmm. you know, this many feet this way, this many feet this way, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Jill and I have a templated way to present property in a retail format, where it includes a plat map, it includes a sample deed, you know, all the questions that we've collected from buyers over the years for a long time, you know, is now, that's the result of the existing posting that we have. So mm-hmm. we try to give as much possible information we can without spending 4 hours on every transaction. So that's how you actually calculate acres. Mm-hmm. I would not at any point in your career seriously trust acreages that have been calculated and are right in a legal description. Right. New Mexico is famous for this. I bet that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, because it can be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just check it out there yourself. And even I go to a couple sources, but those sources are pulling it from probably the same place. But because I'll look at it a couple different ways, maybe the county and RealQuest and, you know, whatever.
You know, the end result of going to do the research like this, just to find out acreage, is that you learn about the property. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at it on maps. You know which counties you can pull plat maps on and which ones don't have them online. With RealQuest, you learn how to use these tools. Mm-hmm. So it's good to do your own homework.
Yep. Good question.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, please reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic is all about data. One of my favorite things. It is a CoreLogic RealQuest Pro Explained. This is the meat of the show. Jill, give us your summary on CoreLogic. And first of all, what CoreLogic is, that's the company name. And RealQuest Pro is the product that one of the many products they offer, but it's the one that we use and we're licensed providers of. So can you explain it? And man, I'll tell you, it better be brief and it better be concise and you better smile while you're doing it.
Oh, why are you saying that?
Because that's what I get.
What are you talking about?
Do not make this complicated.
Oh, no. I'm like, what did I do wrong?
No,
oh,
you
no.
didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to make you laugh because I just made it all I made the acreage calculations complicated.
How do I describe it? You know, but I do it in my Jill way. It's the best data, the most current data, direct from the county, pulled in and delivered to you the exact same way every time data. I love when I get people that have struggled with all kinds of different lists and stuff from other places, because they come here and it's like, oh, the heavens open up.
RealQuest Pro, the strict definition of it is a collection of every single county in the country. All right. Every single one minus about 1% of them. I think there's approximately 3,142 counties in the country. And they all have assessor departments that are responsible for assessing property and sending out tax bills every year, sometimes two times a year, depending on where you are in the country. So RealQuest Pro is a collection of every single assessor's database in the same format. They literally submit, the data either gets pulled automatically or the assessor submits the data to RealQuest Pro. RealQuest pays the county and they get it in a beautiful, perfect format for you so that one county, it looks just like the next county, so you only have to learn how to manipulate it once. And now you have a tremendous arsenal of information to do acquisitions with. And I mean every property, land, houses, skyscrapers, and everything in between. And so we've used RealQuest for years and years and years and years. Mm-hmm. I've tested it against four or five other, there's companies that pop up and then some of them go in and out of business. This is by far the best. So that's explaining what it is, Jill. Now you can you explain how we use it, please?
Well, I was going to just add to that because they have evolved since we've been working with them. And the data, they also pull, I just pulled up their site here right now, so I'm cheating a little bit because I don't have it all memorized. But, I mean, it's 3,085 counties, 145 million residential and commercial properties, including MLS data.
That's new. Mm-hmm. Those stats are new.
These are new. That's what I'm saying. And it's not just for us anymore. It's for lenders, for appraisers, title companies.
Government literally has
it. Government. Exactly.
Multiple government areas of federal government and state government use CoreLogic products.
And telecom utility companies use CoreLogic. It's amazing.
What it really allows you to do is take a look at, you know, let's say here's a few ways you can use it. Here's one way that Jill and I use it. If we want to go buy houses in one subdivision, let's say it's a master plan community, we find out what the APN scheme is, and then we get in there, get every single house, we scrub the data down, see what the assessed value is, what the square footage is, and we make incredibly intelligent, direct offers. We can find out how much more of a mortgage they have on it. It saves a tremendous amount of money and time, you know, money and postage and time, because you're sending offer. You're not just we hear all the time people send out postcards. Mm-hmm. I sent a postcard out to everybody's back tax property that said, you know, you have some back taxes on your property, I'd like to buy it. Well, all that does is cause a massive flood of inbound phone calls, having, you know, people saying, heck yes, I want to sell my property for $14 million. That's not what we do. We price it perfectly. And so that when you send an offer out to an owner or a whole subdivision, to continue with that example, you're going to send out to a few thousand people, and one or two or three or four or some number, they're going to sign it and send it back. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be less than what you think you can sell it for the very next day. It's an extremely efficient way to do acquisitions and to create a good, strong deal flow scenario for yourself. And it's also a great use of your time, because the ones that do come back are already priced properly. So then we go check them all out. We don't physically go, but we run through an acquisition checklist. And some of them make the cut and some of them don't. You know, in an extreme situation, maybe one of them's burned down and the person just signed it just to see if we're stupid and we're going to buy it anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's how we use it for houses. For land, it's even more simple. We just look at the sizes, divide by the acreage, take a look at the assessed value, write a couple of real simple equations, and send the offers out. And it's ridiculously effective. For every property, for every 100 letters we send out for land, we buy one, between one and five properties. And for every 1,500 or so houses, we purchase one or two. So it's once you get to know how to use it, man, it's a great way to do this. And it works for every other product type, skyscrapers, and everything else. So that is how I would explain it. How would you explain it, Jill?
Well, I wanted to add in a few other things that it also includes, so people know. Documents, deeds are available through it. You can get plat maps or parcel maps, basically, included in there. Depending on your line of business in real estate, you can get foreclosure information. You can get neighborhood stats. Maybe you're a realtor. I don't know. There are people in our world that are using it for different things. All of that is in there. And the reason why we come back to CoreLogic, and we've tested them all, like Jack said, which we use, you know, RealQuest Pro, is because of the level of detail that is at our fingertips. I've never found one, and we've tested them all. There's no other source out there that gives the level of detail for anything you could possibly dream up, like Jack is saying, is in there, you know.
Let's take a couple examples in what she means detail.
Yeah.
One of the things that I use when I price every single direct offer campaign is assessed value for land. And what the heck does that mean? So you're going to look at, let's say you pull all the 5-acre properties that have no mortgages on them in any given county. And let's say they're assessed between $1,000 and $1,000,000. You want to stay, or we do anyway, in the bottom 20% of those assessed values, because we're sending out very, very low offers. In some cases, $500 for the whole 5 acres. You know, and that's west of the Mississippi. The numbers get very different depending on where you are in the country. So without it, if you don't have assessed value and a current assessed value at that, you're shooting in the dark. You know, so in there, I have like 50 examples. Mm-hmm. Of how to use, and RealQuest is the premier provider of those detailed answers. Right. For houses, they provide the square footage. Mm-hmm. So that's how we price properties. So once we get into a subdivision, like I mentioned earlier, if the subdivision's pretty large, 2,000 or 3,000 properties, we look at the what we want to offer, what we want to buy the property for, and we divide it by the square footage. So every single offer, through the beauty of mail merge, every single offer is just a little bit different because the square footages are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So it really, really makes for an extremely effective acquisition scenario.
Right. And for our home flippers in our world, dream it up. You could sit and do everything Jack just said. And you can go in and also say, I want every property without a pool. I want it in this area. I'm going to take out this. I'm going to take out that. I don't want, you know, anything bigger than this or smaller than that. Four bedroom
properties.
You know, I mean, it even, you could even get so detailed as the direction the home faces. That's in there. North, south, east, west, which is insane. So, and then my other big point is it's all delivered the same way every time. So when you're really,
it's in the same format,
it is.
If you get it directly from the county, you can go to every county and get data.
Mm-hmm. And some spend more money.
You're going to spend a ton of money on that.
Exactly.
You know, for a small subscription fee, you get access to whatever, 99% of the counties in the country in the same format. It's, when you really think about that, that's insane.
Yeah.
Plus all the documents that Jill just talked about, the vesting deed, so you know the person you're talking to on the phone is actually the person who owns it. I mean, on and on and on. But
right.
You can go to the county and get data. And a lot of people do. I see people in bigger pockets on Facebook talk about this all the time. I went to the county and I paid $50 and got their tax roll. And man, what you end up with is a mess.
Exactly. And that was, by the way, that was one county.
Unless you have PhD in data scrubbing.
Yeah.
Good luck. You can say goodbye to your next four weekends.
Right. Yeah, because if you're lucky, they hand you a DVD or CD, you know what I mean? And then you get to go home and put it into your format. Some of them used to hand you papers. Remember, it was like a stack
right.
in the day.
Right.
I hope there might even be a few that still do that.
So I know we talk about CoreLogic all the time on the show in RealQuest, but I don't think we ever really took some time to explain it like we just did now. And I hope that really answers what this product is. CoreLogic themselves, I don't think they really explain as well as they could really explain what the unbelievably cool the product really is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm looking at their site right now and it's pretty involved. It looks involved. How's that? But it's the best. It really is.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate acquisitions. It really is the coolest tool ever.
I know.
You know, we didn't talk about some of the other places you can get data. We have a lot of people come to us from after using Agent 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think the data there is substandard. I just think it's less complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little harder to deal with. They have this token system where you buy certain numbers instead of just paying a subscription fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's directly to them or directly to us as a licensed provider, it's just more complicated. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more stuff to do.
It's just the detail. Both, I mean, the thing about Agent Pro, I don't think it's really designed to be pretty and easy for, I think, a real estate agent to work with.
Yeah, that's why
it's not Agent for Pro. A professional investor
right.
to really get the data out that they need. So.
Yeah, I think it's designed for somebody who, what's assessed data? Why do I need that? I just need to know the name of the person and the address of the house.
You know,
that's
kind
what
of thing.
Agent Pro is.
Right. How many bedrooms
Title
does it have?
Title Pro is in our group. We are licensed providers of Title Pro. And for a lot of reasons, because there's title information and GPS coordinates, and it's actually a much mm-hmm. more sophisticated level of from the same company, from Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Melissa Data, but they provide data for everything. It's I have not had a super positive experience with Melissa Data. And then there's some, you know, you can buy lists all over the internet real cheap, but you have no idea how old they are. Or, you know, stuff gets bought and sold all the time. You know, you just don't want to horse around with it.
You know, I found it not to be that cheap. This is my whole big thing. One list can cost you $200.
I know.
So where did you say, now you got to go back and do it? Well, you're already behind.
The real money's in the postage. Are you going to, do you want to send out letters at 50 cents a pop all the wrong people?
Right.
I mean, that's just really, really, really ineffective.
And get them all calling you back.
Yeah, so now you're wasting money and time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jill, that's exactly right.
Yep.
So it's one of those things where it's so glaringly obvious to us around the office, because we've been doing it for more than a decade now, that we should talk about it more, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Nothing beats real good data.
That's it.
Nothing
beats real data.
Yeah. It's it.
I'm going to leave it on that.
Thank you.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.